From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. This year, Alabama passed a second law banning trans athletes from competing with teams that match their gender identity. It's the fourth anti-LGBTQ law in the last 2 years. Proponents say the goal is to protect children, but medical experts say this is a vulnerable population. LGBTQ people face higher risks of depression and suicide. From the Gulf States newsroom, Drew Hawkins has the story of how one transgender teenager is coping in this moment.
It's Friday night in Mandeville, Louisiana, a small town just across Lake Pontchartrain from New Orleans. At the Arith House, that means it's pizza night. Mom Joanna and Dad Tony direct the production line, assigning toppings and sauce duty to their three kids. Or at least they're trying to. Some bribery may be involved.
I forgot to mention that I bought ice cream for those who help.
We also made pizzas for those who help.
That's 15-year-old Wynn Arith. He likes pizza, his girlfriend, and his pet bearded dragon, Ace, who's been climbing around on his shoulder while he sprinkles shredded cheese.
We got it from like some reptile convention when they were just a baby.
As a trans teenager, Arith is the target of a mountain of legislation. And on top of that, conservative groups in Louisiana are trying to get books with trans characters banned from public libraries. He says it sometimes feels like a personal attack, and it really gets to him.
It makes me sad to think that this is the kind of world that I'm going to have to grow up in.
Right now, that world includes legislation that would keep him from using his chosen name and pronouns at school, or seek medical care that would affirm his gender identity, or even talk about it. So-called Don't Say Gay bills were passed at the Louisiana legislature and signed into law in Alabama. And just a few weeks ago in Mississippi, a transgender girl missed her high school graduation after not being allowed to wear a dress under her cap and gown.
So in this case, you have, it's not just one person saying something against you, but you have legislators.
That's Dr. Tama Bryant, president of the American Psychological Association.
You have people who are in power who are making speeches and organizing against you. And so that really can be devastating emotionally.
Dr. Bryant says about 40% of young LGBTQ people in the U.S. reported seriously considering suicide. And in the South, that number is even higher. Bryant says it is critical to have support systems to deal with the pressure.
One of the pieces that helps to protect your mental health that we would say is a buffer against the depression or suicidal thoughts is the sense that you have some people who are for you.
For Arith, he says he feels most comfortable when he's around people who support him, like the Gay Straight Alliance, or GSA. Think of it as a club for queer kids and their allies.
We just hang out in our French teacher's classroom and we eat snacks that the president brings in the morning. It's just little things like that give people such a sense of like normal community.
These clubs are organized and led by a sponsor, like Mel Manuel, a teacher who ran a GSA at a school in Baton Rouge. Mel says that for many queer kids, it's the only place they feel safe being themselves.
So typically they would only use their preferred name in GSA.
Manuel identifies as non-binary and says they've seen how much of a difference these safe spaces can make. And they're worried that these types of organizations are being threatened. Don't Say Gay bills could make them illegal in schools.
You know, and I hate to, I don't want to sound hyperbolic, but I don't think it's hyperbolic to say that some kids will end their lives over this kind of legislation.
For some kids, the mental health impacts of being targeted can show up as depression or despair. For others, it's outrage. Arith says he does deal with anxiety and depression, but he channels that into his art. That includes the name he chose for himself, Wynn.
It's like putting a title on a piece of art. It gives it a little bit more meaning, and it sort of gives you a little glimpse into the real meaning of what the art is.
Arith says he uses his music and poetry to push back against people who want to stop him from being himself. Like when he performed this slam poem with his girlfriend Mallory at a protest in his hometown.
Things that make me want to cry. Little whispers sound more like screams, called slurs and told to die. Die, die, 15. I've only just turned 15.
Arith says his family and friends support him, and that motivates him to help others. He's organizing a pride picnic this month, and he says everyone is welcome. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Drew Hawkins.
We are children. We are the children. We are children and we are fighting.
The story was produced by the Gulf States Newsroom, a collaboration between stations in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.